And welcome back to Rosie on the House. We're talking about Jennifer and I were out hiking with some friends through an area of Arizona called the Sierra Ancha Wilderness Area. And Romy's been there. I've taken all the kids there. It was actually the one location that I hiked all my kids up to have the birds and bees conversation. I knew we would be undistracted. I knew they'd be tired. It's about a 1,500 to 1,800-foot elevation climb in about 3.5 miles vertical. It's an ancient Pueblo dwelling back in a canyon that's almost impossible. I didn't think I'd get Jennifer there because she was getting ready to get out of the car. The road up to it was a little harrowing. The road's gotten a little worse since the last time I was up there. And I think that canyon's gotten a little steeper since the last time I was there.
Every dirt road after our winter's rains is a little worse than it was before.
Well, she managed to take off the right running board of her expedition at the drive-in bank. I managed to take off the left running board trying to get back into this canyon. So now she has no running boards. But we're going to be talking about in the 9:30 hour, if you're thinking about an Arizona staycation, which we strongly encourage all of you to do, stay right here in the great state of Arizona. There's so many things to see and do here. We'll be highlighting different corners of the state as we move through the year. I'm going to be talking about places to stay in Global Miami. Romy, one of the places I haven't stayed, but I'm going to. I just discovered it this trip. It's called the Copper Miner's Rest Bed and Fix Your Own Darn Breakfast.
That is, darn is actually in the name of the...
Well, it's D with a hash and an exclamation, and I think their intent is that it would be the harder word, but that's as hard a word as I want to use on there. But it's the Copper Miner's Rest Bed and Cook Your Own Darn Breakfast.
Do they at least have eggs for you to crack, or do you have to bring the ingredients with you?
You know what? You book, there's only 4 rooms, okay? And you book, and it's an old historic building in Miami, and you send what you want for breakfast, and they'll have everything there. It's a community kitchen. It's fully equipped. The website, you can find it at Copper Miner's Rest Bed and Breakfast. Now, we stayed this time at Dream Manor Inn, which we'll talk about at 9:30. It was absolutely fabulous. But the real mystery about places to stay in Globe is there has been a Holiday Inn Express completely built and hasn't opened. It was finished construction, like in November. And the same white, what's the Honda SUV that looks like the Avalanche? It's kind of a half car, half SUV, half pickup truck. That thing is parked there every time I drive by, and the building's completely done, the parking lot's in, the landscaping's done, and they haven't taken a single guest. Now, how many times do you see a building sitting empty like that for 4 or 5 months? I wanted to stop at City Hall, but they weren't open. Just find out my curiosity was driving me absolutely nuts. So there's Pima County. Listen, folks, we're going to be talking about this tour that Jennifer and I had this weekend.
CopperMinersRest.com.
That's right, CopperMinersRest.com. Bed and fix your own darn breakfast. It's hilarious. We were talking about this desert Jennifer and I and some friends were hiking through last weekend, and it created a sniffle and a whiffle and a sneeze and a cough. We were at an elevation of about, we parked the car at about 3,800. We hiked up to about 5,600, and it was absolutely stunning. It's a fairly steep climb. It views out off to the west down on an area called Cherry Creek. We were up hiking through a series of canyons that contains ancient Pueblo dwellings. There's one canyon in particular that has a box canyon with a waterfall falling. I've been there 10 or 15 times since I originally discovered this canyon back in about 1971 or 72. I've never seen that waterfall not running. I will tell you this. It was running about as slow as I've ever seen it running, which was it surprised me, Romy. I don't know the source of this. It's a box canyon. I've never tried to climb to the top. It's about a 100-foot waterfall. I don't know what sources it, if it's a surface spring or artesian or whatever, but with the amount of rain we got this winter, I would have guessed the entire area would have been a lot wetter. Now, the grass out on San Carlos Indian Reservation and all over that area.
Where it all flows to.
I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, the grass conditions are gorgeous. The wildflower conditions are gorgeous. Like I say, the Palo Verdes are absolutely exploding. So, in the next segment, we brought in some experts that are going to help you. We are going to address the issues on how you can try and survive this particular allergy season, because it's going to be a humdinger. Yes, you're going to have everyone in the house coughing, sneezing, hacking, eyes watering, miserable, not being able to sleep. So what are some steps you can take in, about, and around your house, and maybe some changes you can make in your lifestyle to enhance your comfort level on how you're going to be able to get through this allergy season? We're going to talk about, we were in Prescott the weekend before. All those trees were blooming. The junipers were blooming. I mean, it was just absolutely nuts. Flagstaff was the week before that. Same case up there. Everything's blooming. Everything's going nuts. We had no winter freeze conditions this year. We were talking about how bad the bark beetle's going to be, how bad the cockroaches and the ants and the crickets are all going to be. We have all of that waiting for us this spectacular blooming season. And we still have the contest at Rosie on the House. Wildflower contest, only two rules. Has to be flowers or photographs you've taken this year, and it has to be in Arizona. Submit them at rosieonthehouse.com. We haven't decided what the prize is. We haven't decided when we're going to issue. We haven't decided when we're going to close the contest, but it's open now. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to be talking about breathing this spring season.